This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And I want to suggest to you that when you are in hostility with other people, you are a wall builder. And Jesus Christ came for the express purpose of destroying those walls. Let's look at verse 14 again. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new person or man out of the two. Who's the two? The Jew and the Gentile in particular. Thus making peace, verse 16, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. The Lord is interested in taking down walls of hostility in your life and in my life. And you know what? I'm not naive enough to believe that every wall in your life is going to come down, because maybe there are walls in your life that someone else has put up. And it's kind of tough to deal with those walls. But you know what I've noticed? Most walls have been put up by two people. Truth be known, you lay all the cards on the table, most walls have been built by two people. And even if the other person built 90% of the wall, guess what? You still built 10% of the wall. I apologize for telling a story that I've told in probably in the last year or two, but I can't think of a better story than this story told by Rita Snowden to illustrate wall destruction. Rita Snowden was a writer about World War I, not World War II. She tells about a group of British soldiers who lost their sergeant in combat in France. And so they wanted to give him a Christian burial, so they took his body, wrapped it in canvas, according to Rita Snowden, went to a Catholic church near the battlefield, where they had a cemetery, a fenced-in cemetery next to the Catholic church. They went to the priest at the parish there and said, "We'd like to bury our friend, our comrade here." And the priest was very gracious and said, "I'd love to accommodate you. I just need to know one thing. Was this man, your friend whom you're burying, was he a baptized adherent to the Catholic faith?" And they said, they looked at one another with blank stares. "We don't know what he was. We don't know if he was Protestant, Catholic, what. We just want to bury our friend." And so the priest said very lovingly and very graciously, "I can't let you bury him according to our regulations in the cemetery. But what I will let you do, I will let you bury him just outside the fence in that far corner." And he pointed in a direction and said, "You can bury him just outside the fence." They thanked him. They took his body there. They buried him. They had a short service of memory and prayer. And they left. A week later, their unit was shipping out to another place in France. And so the four or five soldiers came back to pay their final respects again to their comrade, just to have a prayer over his grave. And those of you that heard this story know what happened. They couldn't find a grave. They walked the whole perimeter of the cemetery. There's no evidence of a fresh grave. If you've ever been to a cemetery where there's a fresh grave, you know it for weeks and months sometimes. It's obvious that a grave has just been dug there. The priest saw them, came out, and he said, "Gentlemen, I was so moved by your love for your companion and your respect, and so convicted that I wouldn't let you bury him inside the fence. I went out the next day, and I moved the fence. I moved the fence." That's what love in Jesus Christ does. I'll take it a step further. Love not only moves fences, loves take fences down in the name of Christ.
Well, do you have a fence up with someone? You probably can picture that person right now. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.